matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey there, Bijou. Good morning. Thank you so much for the email.
Yeah, wow, you guys replied fast. Well,
I promise you, it had absolutely nothing to do with the fact that you were at Stinkin' Mania this past weekend. That would not, no.
Crossed his mind.
Never.
Didn't shove it to the front of my desk or anything.
Go screaming from my pile right over to Katie at all.
Okay. I get it. I forgot you're a huge fan.
Yep. Yeah, we're also huge fans of yours. Okay. Can't we just want to lend a helping hand here and make this about, wrestling?
I mean, I'm cool either way. Like, yeah.
All right, good. Well, then let's get started. So the first question is, how in the hell did you guys end up in WrestleMania?
Yeah, it wasn't here, right?
No, the guy took her to Philadelphia on what, a first date?
Shut up.
Yeah, well, so I know. It was a shock for me, too. Like, come to find out, like, he's got family there, but I want to be clear. Like, we weren't, like, dating exactly.
Because early days or... Right. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, honestly, we started like more as like friends that like wrestling. I mean, so I met him on a Twitch stream that we both like. And when I found out he lives here, we started texting. We FaceTime all the time and all that. And like, don't get me wrong, like he's cute. He's really cute. But like going in, at least, I didn't know. I guess I wasn't aware that he liked me like that. I mean, I was hoping that was the case, but...
Right.
You know.
Oh.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so did you consider this a date?
Or did you think he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's tricky, because, like, I didn't really know what he was thinking. Like, I just knew he had tickets to see Stand and Deliver on night one.
Both?
And,
oh, my God!
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so he had tickets for both, and, like, he had his cousin's house that we'd be staying in. So, you know, once I was all caught up in it, it felt weird to ask, you know, like, so we went up there on Thursday, and then Friday we were going to having to get creative and find some stuff to do or whatever. And we went to a few random pre-event type things, like grab some food. And yeah, so like things started to trend in the right direction, if you know what I mean. And like things got pretty physical. So yeah, I was happy with how it turned out.
Okay. All right. So that was Friday. Now, how was Saturday?
Oh, my God. I mean, like, Saturday was life-changing. Like, is that a nerdy thing to say?
No. No. I watched
like,
it. No.
Seriously. It was the best. Well, okay. Minus the freaking weather, but you can't win them all, right?
Okay. I was watching. And it was a pretty consistent theme through the show. Like, the griping. It was just constant about how cold it was and everything.
Yeah. It was cold. I don't know what I was thinking, but like, I did look at the weather before we left. Like, it was going to be in the 50s. So, you know, I wasn't bringing shorts or anything, but I wasn't expecting that. I mean, it was so flipping cold, and inside the stadium and everything, it was bad. But like, okay, I thought this was so cute. Like, he had multiple layers on, and then he had this really big coat that he brought. Like, thank God. I mean, that really saved my. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, the show. So
yes, the show was
seriously amazing. Like, we even went down after to get some pictures. It was cool.
And then you emailed us, I guess. Like, when did y'all get back? Like, cause,
like just now?
Yeah,
we flew back on Sunday, but I was trying to text him about watching night two over at my place, but then, like, he didn't even respond. Like, what the hell, right? So I tried to like write it off like he was tired or something, but when I didn't hear from him the next day, I kind of thought, oh, damn, okay, maybe he just thought I wasn't grateful enough, or he didn't hear me say thank you, or I don't know. I honestly don't.
Okay.
I mean, maybe he was just never into me to begin with. Aww. You know, so I thought I'd just take a shot at getting with you guys too. I don't know. I mean, maybe this somehow does the trick. I don't know.
Well, okay. Like, did you say thank you?
Do you even... Do you owe him a thank you?
You traveled across the country with him, and things, from what you said, went pretty great. I guess we're both kind of confused. Like, what did he want, if that's the case? Like, a card?
Billboard?
Yeah.
I mean...
Radio shout out.
I thought about buying you a championship belt.
Oh, like, God.
Over there. As, like, a thanks for taking me to Mania type thing. But, damn, you know, dude, those are... those are really not cheap. Like, they're really proud of those things. So
stop her when she's telling lies. Whatever. All right, look, let's call him, see what's going on. We're going to talk to Carl. We'll get him lined up next, Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Bijou and Carl, went to WrestleMania, and she said a lot of things I didn't understand.
Don't worry about that.
I don't know what any of those words mean. Are those events? Those programs?
Yes. I'm really hoping that this isn't like being butthurt about not being like grateful enough, because I think that would suck. Like, that's a, like, come on.
How do you prove that?
How do you prove your, a championship belt would have been nice, but I'm not going to, I'm sorry.
How much, like, are they?
Too much.
She did say they were real proud of those.
Too much.
But this like just happened. So this was this past weekend.
Yeah. So they were in Philly.
And like, they went out of town together.
Yeah.
And they had a nice time. But now that they're back, it's crickets.
Yeah, exactly.
When was night two?
Night two was Sunday. So
when they were
Sunday,
getting back.
And then she emailed.
So possible he fell asleep. But yeah, she would have heard from him by now.
Yeah, this ain't good. So.
Okay. Well, I think we've got him on the line. Let's figure out what's going on. Hey, is this Carl?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Carl, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How's it going?
Oh, that's good. Good to hear from you guys.
Yeah. I'm glad you answered the phone.
That's nice.
We're actually calling you with something pretty cool.
Oh yeah? Is this about Mania? I met Frito and Brody last year at the Royal Rumble.
Really?
I came down to check on y'all when those guys started brawling on your road. Do you remember? I came down after that fight.
Dude, I will always remember. That was you? Okay. That was an experience.
Yeah. How'd you get my number?
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, Carl, so someone else actually passed it along. It's related to this giveaway, this date package that we do on our show.
Wait, are you, you're calling for, with that.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes,
this
we are.
Date update.
Uh-huh. Yes, uh-huh. It is.
Oh, I'll be damned.
Well, okay.
Hopefully not.
No, that's the idea.
Too early to tell.
So, good thing, bad thing? Like, how do you feel about this?
I'll be honest, it kind of depends. It wasn't, was it Bijou?
Nailed it. It's Bijou.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, as in date, okay?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, what's happening? Are you took the school in Philadelphia.
She
told us things were going well. You went to NXT. You were at night one. Now, all of a sudden, she has not heard from you. Are you just, like, not interested?
How does that happen?
Yes.
I'm a little annoyed. I'm taking a couple days to cool off. I you know, we went there, and it was a good time, but I thought she was maybe not as considerate as she could have been, you know, considering the circumstances.
Okay. What could I have? Like, obviously, I had a great time, and I'm really glad you invited me.
Of course, yeah, she's on the
sure is.
Yes.
So let's just get it all out there now, Carl.
Okay. So, you know, we're there at the link, and it's April in Philadelphia, and I'm not trying to point any fingers, but I packed and planned accordingly, okay? I was prepared, and I felt like Bijou, you know, she might have dressed for a cooler day in Texas, but we're in Philadelphia. It gets cold there in April. And she wasn't having a good time, and she was cold. I ended up giving her my coat, because, you know, that's what a gentleman does. You
yes, it
lady's
is.
Lady's cold, I give her your coat.
I
want to
say that's a very cool thing for you to do, man.
Yeah, but, you know, now I'm sitting there looking like the unprepared dummy for 3 more hours without a coat. I mean, you know, I had a hoodie and everything underneath. It sucked. I was just having to keep myself, you know, warm with just my thoughts. Just trying to do.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, seriously, thank you. Like, that was absolutely a lifesaver.
Yeah, I mean, I thank you. I appreciate your gratitude. But, I at the time, I was freezing. I was so excited when Rock finally pinned Cody, because I was at my limit. I was, you know, I thought I was getting hypothermia. I was like, like Jack at the end of Titanic, hanging onto the door.
Oh, well, come on.
It's true. And then Bijou, she up and decides she wants to stay longer. She wants to take pictures by the ring. You know, I should send you the pics. You can see my lips are blue.
Okay.
Wait, you didn't want to take pictures? I mean, this is like your dream. Like, why didn't you say anything?
I would have, if both of us had been, you know, at a normal body temperature, but I think it's just kind of inconsiderate to prolong someone's suffering, especially when they give you the literal coat off their back.
Well,
yeah, I mean, you've got to be mindful in that situation. I mean, I was freezing, but you know, yeah, we can snap a few pictures. I don't need all of my toes.
Well, Carl,
I feel like you're being a touch dramatic here, and like honestly, like if I had known you were gonna like hold the whole thing over my head, I wouldn't have even considered taking your coat from you. Like, I mean, don't offer it if you don't want to go through with it.
Good point.
Like, there shouldn't be conditions attached.
It's not like that. I'm not putting conditions on it. It's just that, you know, I'm happy to help you if you need it, but then, you know, in that moment, you should be considerate, I felt like. And it's just, it feels to me like, you know, it felt a little bit rude and self-centered not to...
I'm like, thinking about something after the fact and throwing a little man tantrum makes you sound like a... Like, why?
No one likes a man tantrum, Carl.
This is not a tantrum, but I'm just giving it a couple days to cool off
or warm up.
Stops.
Hey, Carl.
No, but see, you know what I'm saying. Like, I was a little, you know, I was a little perturbed, but before that I had a good time, but. You know, you tracked me down. You had to know, and we can do the date. You know, it's fine. But just don't take any of this out on me. I'm just trying to be honest with you.
Okay, well, do you want to tell me, like, if there are any other things that pop up, like, you know,
any other conditions? Yeah.
Things I'll need to consider
just in case.
Well, look, guys, hang on the line.
Read the fine print.
I do want to find out how this hits people. Maybe this will help in a sense. Hang on.